This is the Notfic, where Brendan was somewhat secretly a werewolf. Abandoned fanfic featuring members of Panic at the Disco, with cameos from Fall Out Boy and My Chemical Romance. Written by DePatty and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated NC-17, with additional tags for post-breakup, fairy godparents, angst and humor, mild language, anal sex, oral sex, werewolves, crack. You might think it's hysterical, but I know when you're weak. You think you're in the movies, everything's so deep. But I think that you're wild when you flash that fragile. Brendan knew he'd have to tell Spence or he got turned into a werewolf eventually. Like, probably. Well, he hadn't quite worked out what he'd do on tour, you know, with the whole turning into a wolf thing 3 nights out of the month thing. But he was working on it, if by working you meant fretting, a lot. But anyway, he sure as hell didn't mean for the way for Spencer to find out was by shifting in front of him on the night of the full moon and then running away. Honestly, that's not how he wanted it to go. How do you even bring something like that up in conversation? And if it were anything like Brendan telling Spencer that he's stupidly in love with him, well, then he'd have preferred to never tell Spencer that he's a werewolf, too. See, Bin got turned into a werewolf where else but at a party that Pete fucking went through. In Brendan's defense, when he'd gone out to the garden to get some air, he was very drunk and, like, there were actual furries at the party. You know, the level of drunk where approaching some sort of growling dog in the moonlight was a good idea. And he was emotionally compromised anyway, what with the split from Ryan and John being all official now. But really, he was drunk and a little high and wanted to pet a wolf. He might have to eventually admit that he didn't actually have a sense of self-preservation. But Zach would say, "I told you so." And yeah, Brendan just wasn't gonna go there yet. So anyway, when Brendan woke the next morning in some shrubbery near Pete's house, totally naked, he didn't necessarily think anything was amiss until the following night, especially because now, apparently, colors have smells. And he had swore not to smoke any weed without John, and was clearly being punished because he smoked without him. So the next night, he freaked out, not only himself, and ruined his favorite t-shirt, but freaked out his dog Bogart by turning into a motherfucking werewolf in his living room. Aside from the initial traumatic changing into something else entirely experience, and getting into some sort of doggy argument with Bogart, where maybe Bogart was actually the boss of him, that part was all jumbled in his head. Really, becoming a werewolf was kind of anticlimactic. Like, almost boring. Except for how the world seemed to be in Technicolor or something now. Like, sounds almost had a smell. And he had all these weird urges that he wasn't thinking about yet. So, clearly it wasn't the weed. He did end up calling someone about it. Someone, in Brendan's somewhat weird logic, came down to a phone call to Mikey Way. Because, Brendan decided, he couldn't call Pete because Pete was busy with baby things, and he might end up with some sort of bonkers guilt thing. And he couldn't call Patrick because Trick was busy being awesome recording his own shit, and he'd tell Pete who'd end up telling Spencer. And, yeah, he just didn't want to tell Spencer that he'd gotten himself turned into a mythical creature. Not when they hadn't properly started recording the album yet. So Mikey Way was the logical choice. Well, Gerard would have probably been better, but the guy could talk your ear off and you completely forget why you called in the first place after you discussed Doom Patrol for an hour. Werewolf or not. So what do you know about werewolves? Brendan had said to Mikey after his vague texts got Mikey to just call him. You should tell Pete, Mikey had cautioned. Well, yeah, but some info first, please. Brendan could feel Mikey making eyebrows at him all the way from Jersey. I mean, I kind of might have got turned into one and I might be freaking out just a little, you know? Google is not my friend. Google is no one's friend. Bob could explain this better. Mikey had started, and then explained everything, a lot of which Brendan had figured out. Damn, you haven't hurt anyone. I haven't, I'm pretty sure. I was drunk the first night, making it as far as some shrubbery in Pete's backyard, and last night, and I think I lost some sort of canine argument about whose house this actually is, Brendan explained. Only you would lose an argument with a dog, Mikey chuckled. Yeah, you'll be fine. And if you're not, call Bob. Actually, call Bob anyway. Of course Bob Breyer is a werewolf, Brendan muttered. Well, yeah, Mikey said, like it was an indisputable fact of the universe. It probably was. But the first time Brendan saw Spencer after being changed into a werewolf, Brendan realized that Spencer had a secret, too. See, there was always something about Spencer that Brendan had just chalked up to Spencer being Spencer. But now, he smelled funny. Not bad or weird, exactly, just different. Like electricity. No, glitter. But he was never wearing any. There was the usual smell of Spencer that Brendan had always liked, which left him feeling even more like a crushing teenage girl, because Brendan had always been more than a little head over heels over Spencer and had pretty much kept his crush-slash-mad love under control. But with how good he smelled, Brendan would have to soon admit that he'd been a fool to think he'd be able to manage, but he'd try anyway, even though the magic smell kind of put him off. Which both must have been a wolf thing. But he was not going to call Bob Breyer because he couldn't manage his crush. Wolfy snuggle thoughts, okay? And he still wasn't quite over Bob's werewolf sex talk. So, to figure out what the fuck was going on with Spencer, he got together for lunch with Ryan once they were speaking again. Is Spencer like a magical fairy or something? Brendan had asked after most of the usual pleasantries had been exchanged. Ryan made a really uncomfortable face, which involved an impressive widening of the eyes, at least by Ryan's standards, with a little lift to the corner of his mouth before he managed, "No." Brendan could smell a lie, which was weird and interesting and infuriating all at once. "Really?" Brendan asked, a little more sarcastic and hurt-sounding than he'd intended. Look, he'd never forgotten that Ryan and Spencer had been best friends since grade school and this was just them watching out for each other. He just might be frustrated or something, and the wolf being all growly in his head was not helping. Spencer is just Spencer. Ryan made a little floppy hand gesture and looked at Brendan like he wanted him to leave it. Like this was something he should be talking to Spence about. Like, maybe he had growled a little out loud? Shit. Well, yeah. Brendan cleared his throat, frowned, and was still frowning until the waiter brought their food. Hey, since when do you eat steak? Ryan asked, with a very confused lifted eyebrow. Since recently, Brendan answered, delicately slicing into the rare meat and primly placing the bite into his mouth, and not picking up the whole steak like his wolf wanted and tearing at it with his teeth. Uh-huh. Ryan put the eyebrow down and carried on eating his salad like things weren't too weird. Then there's this part where Beaton and Spencer start recording and are kind of weird toward each other, but not too weird. Until it does get a little too weird, which just made Spencer pissy. But anyway, some other things happen, possibly even involving a helpful piece dump conversation about identity, the nature of monsters, and Beaton telling Trick he's totally a werewolf. Don't tell Spencer, please, okay? Or comes close enough that Trick calls Pete after the conversation to go, so Beaton's a werewolf? Who do I need to get Bob Breyer to beat up for making Beaton a wobbly ball of angst and woe? Because Trick was totally not going to beat anyone up. He'd been working out. But sometimes you just gotta let Bob be a badass, okay? Pete's all, actually, if Bob were not, like, as intimidating, I'd have the kid talk to him about the wolf thing, if he isn't already. And look, I didn't think any wolves still roam the valleys these days. You don't know how bad I feel about this. I am a ball of wobbly, Trick. Hold me. Trick hangs up, because this is his usual response to these situations, and calls Bob anyway, because Bob's kind of zen now, and he's not even mean about how Pete wanted to wear Trick's hat and other things, and how Trick kind of wanted that. But that was a whole different story. Then maybe something else happens that really raises Spencer's eyebrows. So he barges in Beedon's the night of the full moon, because he's all about timing, and Beedon wasn't out last night, and he didn't answer any of Spence's calls, or texts, or tweets, and he wasn't at Pete's, and when Spence called Pete, Pete was all waffly on the phone and all, you should talk to him, but not tonight. So Spence just shows up. After dark. Right at moonrise, and Brendan freaks out. Because, yeah, he's been fine by himself at home, all wolfed out. Fine! And Bogard and he even get along now, and he hasn't eaten him yet. But Spence smelled like magic, and he's a person, and he just doesn't know what he'll do with himself if he ate Spencer, or humped his leg, or both, but in reverse order. He was just not able to deal with this possible worst-case scenario and or friendship-ending unpleasantness, and before he can say more than, Spence, go away, please! Which only causes Spence to dig his heels in and refuse. Then, Brendan shifts, ruining his favorite shirt that he totally stole from Spencer, and now he'll never have another favorite shirt like that because Spence was clearly going to hate him over this whole not telling him he's a werewolf thing and shit. When Brendan looked up, on four legs and terrified, Spence was just staring at him. And he didn't smell afraid, just looked so confused and a little hurt. And Spencer smelled even better, but the magic smell was so loud, like jangly, but in his nose, that it made him freak out, and the wolf said, run. And Brendan said, yes, good idea. So he took off at the back patio door and managed to jump over the privacy fence, which he would celebrate much later, after he's done freaking out. And much to the protesting of Bogart, who's never even come close to jumping that fence, no matter how many times they've both tried the nights Brendan's all wolfed out. Beedon ends up hiding in this little stretch of woods near his house, while Spencer paced in his living room and tried to figure out when he became a guy that no one could confide in and run away from. Eventually, he snuck back to his house and jumped the gate to hide in the corner of his yard, where he could spy on Spencer. Because he's a creeper, or a little heartbroken, or a little too curious for his own good. But seriously, Spencer said, and he was totally talking to Bogart, which would be weird, except it kind of wasn't, because he was sure Bogart understood. Why would you tell me? He told you. Actually, he probably didn't tell you either. He probably just surprised the shit out of you, and then you told him he was an idiot, and then he looked like you kicked him, and then you said you're sorry for being someone he couldn't trust. And then maybe it was awkward for a while, but you're not going anywhere, you know? Not that you could if you wanted to. I mean, I did choose him already. How could you think I wouldn't choose him, Bogart? Bogart looked at Spencer very seriously, and then sneezed, his tail twitching minutely. Yeah, I'm an idiot, Spencer agreed, just as seriously. Maybe I should bite his ear and make him show me his belly. Brendan was ready to totally come back into the house at that one, because he didn't quite agree that Spencer was an idiot, per se, just that he had been just as equally shady or just as not forthcoming. And he did actually kind of want Spencer to do that whole ear-biting thing, except maybe he wanted him to wait until Brendan had thumbs again, or something. Not that he was letting himself think about anything like that yet. Just, yeah. Even his inner wolf agreed that they were both totally gone for Spencer Smith. For fuck's sake. Brendan headed over to the open patio door and whined at Spencer. Hey. Spencer looked a little sheepish, like he thought maybe Brendan heard all that, or he felt a little embarrassed for having been talking to Bogart. Brendan sighed and walked over and jumped up onto the couch and curled up, out of biting distance, because still no thumbs. He stuck his nose in the cushions, looking up at Spencer woefully. Spencer sat down beside Brendan on the couch, close enough to touch, but not yet.
So, he said, trailing off.
Brendan whined and yawned, unintentionally showing off whoa-pointy teeth to Spencer, who smelled even better than before, less jangly.
Are you mad at me? Spencer asked.
Brendan tried to roll his eyes and kind of failed, but guessing at the chuckling of Spencer, he'd made his point.
I'm not mad at you, Spencer said carefully, but you might be at me. There's something I haven't told you, but I'd rather talk to you when you'd at least be able to yell at me if you wanted.
Brendan untucked his nose from the couch cushions and laid it on Spencer's thigh as if to say, Okay, we'll talk about it tomorrow, but tonight you can scratch my ears and we'll pretend everything isn't totally and completely weird. Spencer lifted up a hand, palm open, and curved his fingers around the back of Brendan's head, a little too carefully, like he was tucking his hair behind his ear. Brendan laid a paw on his knee like, Get on with it, man! I have itches here! And Spencer got down to scratching. They fell asleep that way. Maybe Brendan before Spencer. But anyway, that's how Brendan woke up naked on the couch next to Spencer Smith in the morning. Spencer, who had thrown a blanket on both of them. Spencer, whose eyes were open and looking at Brendan as far as he could tell. He was not wearing his glasses. You'd think getting turned into a creature of the night would magically fix his eyesight. But no.
So, hi?
Brendan didn't mean to make it a question, but he's totally naked and he's not caffeinated and can't remember where his glasses would have fallen to and freaking out a little because Spencer would totally want to talk now. Shit.
You don't snore when you're a wolf. It's a little disconcerting.
Spencer was smiling ruefully. Because I don't snore, Brendan protested. He totally didn't snore. It didn't matter how much Spence insisted he did. He did not.
Much.
Yeah, Spencer was totally smiling at him. He smelled like he was smiling. Brendan smiled back because maybe they would be okay. Spencer's not-yet confession notwithstanding. Spencer sat Brendan's glasses on his face, and Brendan could see the smile. But there was something tucked into the corners of it. Bits of worry. Even his beard looked a little worried. So, should I put on pants for this confession of yours, or are we past pants?
Oh god, I said that out loud.
Brendan groaned and pulled the blanket over his head.
Spence,
he whined, safe under the covers.
Just tell me why you smell funny, and then we can have coffee. You think I smell funny?
Spence asked, ignoring that whole pants bit. Like glitter, it's all tingly, Brendan explained, making wavy hands, which stuck out under the blanket and made it bulge. Seriously, we can have pancakes, too, but I'll need pants for pancakes.
My parents are going to kill me if they ever find out about this,
Spencer grumbled, low and dangerous, and before Brendan could ask what he meant, he smelled pancakes. And coffee. He cautiously peeked his head out from under the blanket to find Spencer mucking about in his kitchen. He missed Spence being in his kitchen. They should just move in together. Brendan realized, somewhat belatedly, that he didn't think they had the stuff to make pancakes, or anything breakfasty at all. They definitely didn't have syrup, but he could smell syrup. The real stuff, too. Brendan dug around in the couch and found a pair of boxers he remembered leaving there.
What? Sometimes a guy just has to go skinny-dipping in his own pool, okay?
He shimmied into them under the covers and stood, stretching. Not that he was embarrassed or anything, it was just... Spencer. And, yeah, not yet. He wasn't all that sore. Of course, he didn't really play with Bogart last night, either. He oddly missed it. There's totally tomorrow night, though.
He wondered if there was still bologna in the fridge. That was good for a snack after two or so long hours of tag. He wandered over and hopped up on one of the counters where Spencer wasn't working.
Dude, sanitary, that is not.
Spencer made flappy shooing motions at him, while not looking bothered. My house. I can sit on the counter if I want. Brendan smirked, all shit-eating grin. He totally jumped down. He just doesn't want to end up with a wedgie.
Spencer would surely laugh at him then.
Spencer rolled his eyes at him.
Idiot,
he said, but not unkindly, playfully slapping at Brendan's hands as he tried to steal a bite and failed.
So why do you smell sparkly?
Brendan asked, and watched as Spencer's eyebrows went further up his forehead.
I mean, how do you smell like a sparkler without smelling like fireworks? Only you.
Spencer shook his head, tossing the pancakes up in the pan, flipping them with just a flick of his wrist.
Only you would find a way to describe his smell that way.
We are all unique snowflakes, dude, Brendan said sagely.
So why?
He asked, gently poking at Spencer's side with his foot. Spencer turned off the stove and carefully plated everything, pouring the warm maple syrup carefully over.
So I'm a very godparent, okay? Dude, even with the improved Wolfie hearing, I didn't catch that.
Brendan leaned in closer to Spencer, trying to catch his eyes to reassure him that he's here no matter what. That he would stick with Spencer until the wheels fell off, because Spencer chose to come with him and make music. Chose him over Ryan. He'd even somehow bury his crush if it meant that Spencer stayed. So it didn't matter what Spencer said,
even though it suspiciously sounded like Spencer just told him he was a fairy. I said I'm a fairy godparent, okay? Spencer looked extremely uncomfortable and a little wilty. Seriously?
Brendan couldn't help but ask, head tilted.
Like the cartoon? Kind of. But it's kind of not like being a fairy, exactly. And I don't have a charge, exactly. It's a family thing. It's kind of more of a witchy sort of thing. There's a lot of politics involved. It's actually kind of hard to explain.
Spencer waffled.
And I was never supposed to tell you.
Kind of witchy, like how I didn't have any breakfast stuff at all, and you just kind of made some appear? Brendan asked. And Spencer nodded.
And come to think of it, you've worked little miracles before. Like, sometimes I wish you were around and you just kind of show up without a car. Inexplicable, fantastical shit happens around you, Spence. I always just thought it was part of your charm.
Spencer shrugged.
Yeah, it's kind of just me being me.
He started to pick up a fork.
Brendan hopped down, wedgies be damned,
and threw his arms around Spencer.
You're magic! That's kind of awesome!
Yeah? Spencer sounded unsure, even as he relaxed into the hug.
Yeah, Spence,
Brendan reassured, arms tightening around Spencer's shoulders. Spencer, who was still too thin,
he'd totally mother hem him later, well, at least after they were done having their moment.
You were awesome before, and you're awesome now, just with added magic awareness.
I guess so,
Spencer managed, but he sounded okay.
You could have told me, Brendan said. And I'm sorry that I didn't tell you I got turned into a werewolf. It's just been weird, and I was kind of freaked out about it, and then not freaked out about it, and then freaking out about not freaking out about it. And you always smell so good, even with the tingly magic smell thing.
And I didn't mean to run, but you smelled really tingly. I'd never run away for real. Brendan paused to take a breath, trembling with all his worries spilling out. He hadn't realized how much he hadn't actually talked to Spencer, how much he'd missed it. He felt like he wouldn't be able to breathe if they weren't okay again.
Brendan, hey, Spencer soothed, his hand cradling the back of Brendan's head.
It felt good there, warm and comforting.
Spencer was always doing that. It's okay. We're good. We're always good.
Brendan kissed his shoulder and started to let go. Spencer's hand caught his chin. Spencer's eyes were dark. He smelled so good, and maybe aroused. At least Brendan was thinking that's what the smell was that made him want to stick his nose in Spencer's crotch way more than usual, which was saying something. And he was still holding on to Brendan's chin, looking. Oh, shit. Spencer might actually be okay if Brendan just leaned in and kissed him. So he did. Spencer's lips were soft, and there was a sweetness to them. Brendan opened his mouth and kissed Spencer to kiss deeper, and there was Spencer's tongue in his mouth, and it was amazing. He even tasted as good as he smelled. It was fantastic. Why hadn't they tried this before? Spencer, Brendan said, breaking from the kiss, sounding a little odd and every bit as smitten as he was. Brendan, Spencer said, and it sounded like everything falling into place. This is totally the part where you say we should eat before it gets cold, isn't it? Brendan joked, pouted to show how much he didn't like the idea, even if his stomach was a little growly. Well, it is getting cold, Spencer smirked. And you need food, Wolf Boy. Can't you just magically heat it up later? Brendan asked, hopefully. Yeah, but it won't taste as good, Spencer warned. But he was already doing this hand-wavy thing where the plates covered themselves like magic. But you could totally grab my ear, Brendan said significantly. With your teeth. Spencer swallowed, cheeks flushing, the blush spreading down his neck, and Brendan wanted to bury his face in that heat. He regained composure. You want me to? Spence, I've been thinking about you fucking me for kind of a while. Like, a long while. And apparently my inner wolf is totally down with going belly up for you, Brendan admitted. Well, okay, Spencer agreed, swallowing. Is your... Yeah, bedroom's still totally in the same place, dude. Brendan smirked. There's, like, sheets on it and everything. God, you are such a jackass. Spencer rolled his eyes, taking Brendan by the hand. Why do I even love you? Brendan froze, because it sounded like Spencer meant that. Of course I meant that, Spencer said, smiling at Brendan like he was being a bit of an idiot and maybe said that. I love you, Brendan said, because he could, and it made Spencer smile more, fond and impossibly beautiful. It felt warm, like basking in the sun. Come on, Spencer tugged Brendan's hand and got him moving again, and Brendan felt a tingle at the bottom of his spine, like where his tail would be. Yeah, he's stupidly far gone over Spencer Smith. Brendan followed along like the pup that he was, pausing once they made it to the bedroom. Brendan's wolf couldn't wait to have the smell of Spencer left on his sheets for him to wallow in for days. Spencer reached out and tugged Brendan's boxers down, and Brendan whimpered as Spencer's fingers ghosted down his thighs as he knelt at Brendan's feet. Spencer smelled fascinating. Brendan wanted to lick him all over to start. He was sure there were other things he wanted, but with Spencer's face right there and his hands resting on Brendan's thighs and with his dick really interested in the proceedings, his brain, wolf and not, was having trouble processing the whole situation. Spence, Brendan said, and even his voice was wound tight. His whole body felt like he were a spring compressed. Easy, Spencer said, cheek resting on Brendan's thigh, looking up with impossibly dark eyes, licking his lips, cheeks flushed and then asked, Brendan, can I? Brendan made a sound between a growl and a whimper and took a moment to breathe. Yes, he answered, finding his voice. Spencer smiled and stood, and Brendan pouted and maybe whined a little. Tease, Brendan declared. Get on the bed, idiot, Spencer ordered, amusement in his words, flush still in his cheeks and coloring down his neck. Oh, Brendan grinned sheepishly as Spencer put a hand on Brendan's chest, as if to give him a little push. Brendan could feel the calluses on his hand and how warm they were. Wait, what now? Spencer tried to look put out, but didn't quite pull it off with how much he was smiling. Just... Brendan took the bottom of Spencer's shirt in his hands and pulled it up and over, Spencer lifting his arms helpfully. Brendan tossed the shirt away, and there, Spencer's chest was even flush. Brendan buried his face in that heat and just smelled, nose nuzzling and kissing and tracing the pattern down Spencer's chest, causing Spencer to suck in a breath. He could hear Spencer's heartbeat speed up as Brendan made it down to his navel and explored Spencer's belly. He loved Spencer's belly. Even with the surfing, he had this wonderful little softness that Brendan just wanted to bury his face in. Brendan... Spencer sucked in a breath and trembled a little. Like Brendan's touch tickled, or he was embarrassed, flushing more. Brendan kept nuzzling, hands starting to undo Spencer's jeans. He could smell a salty muskiness. He maybe wanted to put his face down there, too. Brendan, Spencer warned, starting to smell all tingly. Hmm? Brendan made it more of a questioning noise, eyebrows furrowing. All at once, Spencer's hands were tucked into his armpits, and he was on his back on the bed. Spencer, I forgot you were a ninja, Brendan said seriously, which was ruined by his grin, thrilled to have been pounced, or maybe that was his wolf talking? He was happy either way. Don't you forget it. Spencer shook his head, smiling a smile that turned dirty in all of the best ways. Predatory. That was the word Brendan was looking for. It was fucking hot. Oh, never, Brendan snarked. Then his breath caught in his throat as Spencer crawled onto the bed and settled between his spread legs. Spencer, who was sat back on his heels, who was finally reaching for Brendan's dick. His hands felt amazing, and when he starts to smear the pre-cum with his thumb while squeezing the shaft a little, Brendan almost completely embarrassed himself and came. Instead, he makes a growl whine as Spencer slowly starts jerking him off. Spence, Brendan whined, starting to sit up. Stay, Spencer said firmly, and Brendan froze, propped up on his elbows. Spencer leaned down and licked down the shaft and back up, causing Brendan to suck in a breath and bucked his hips at the sensation. Spencer splayed his free hand over Brendan's stomach, holding him down. Oh, God, Brendan gasped, as Spencer took the tip into his mouth and began to suck. And holy fuck was he good at that! Spencer! Spence! Spence! Spencer! Spence! Brendan panted Spencer's name, brain leaking out of his ears, feeling like he was about to come out of his skin, only being held together by Spencer's fingers. Spencer hummed and started working up a rhythm, alternating between sucking and stroking, doing a steady level best to drive Brendan crazy, which was only what Spencer's been doing for forever. Brendan finally got to have this. Spence, I'm gonna... Brendan moaned as Spencer swallowed down to the base and came with a shout, sagging back onto the bed. You just never shut up, do you? Spencer asked. But he looked pretty goddamn smug. No. Brendan didn't mean to make it a question. He probably didn't, come to think. Could you look more smug? Spencer smiled, his nose crinkling, and he looked very pleased with himself. Yeah, you could, Brendan decided, and Spencer laughed. Well, yeah, Spencer shrugged, while looking serenely unrepentant. You could probably look smug without pants, too, Brendan mused, making grabby hands at Spencer's jeans. "You've got stuff?" Spencer asked. And Brendan almost didn't know what he was talking about, because Spencer was standing and unzipping his pants, and Brendan had seen Spencer's legs before, but it was a nice sight just the same. Even nicer when Spencer simply slid off his boxers and stepped out of them, revealing his hard, leaking cock. "Stuff?" Brendan licked his lips, distracted by the size of Spencer's dick. It was a nice length, but not too wide, and it was making it difficult to focus on the question. "Stuff?" "Oh, yes, bedside drawer." Spencer blushed, smiling a little, then walked over to the nightstand, retrieving a condom and lube. "Over," Spencer ordered, and Brendan had flipped before he had fully processed that request. Clearly, his wolf was a slut, or at least a slut for Spencer. Really, there were worse things. Brendan got up on his hands and knees and rocked back, stretching low, his shoulders down and his neck up. Spencer sucked in a breath at the sight of Brendan stretching out, waiting for him. Brendan smiled because he knew how it looked. Spencer walked around behind Brendan and uncapped the lube, warming some in his hand as he placed his other hand on Brendan's ass. Spencer's hand was hot there, and Brendan couldn't decide if he wanted Spencer to squeeze or slap or what. Before he could decide, Spencer tucked the first finger in, quickly followed by a second, and Brendan moaned because it had been forever since he'd done this. He forgot how much he liked it. And it was better with Spencer doing it. Spencer opening him up with his long fingers, scissoring, stretching with his other hand, gripping Brendan's hip, squeezing reassuringly. Spencer, whose smell was all around him. Spencer, who was taking him apart. "Spence, Jesus Christ," Brendan moaned, pushing back as Spencer's fingers started sliding freely. Then he worked in a third, and Brendan whimpered, his back arching. "That's good, Brendan," Spencer praised. "Feels so good inside, so hot. Do you want more?" "No, fuck me!" Brendan shuddered at the thought of Spencer fucking him. He needed it. He needed it now. "Fuck me. Come on, Spence. Been waiting. Please. Now, please." Spencer eased out his fingers, and Brendan felt disappointingly empty. He let out a little whine as he heard Spencer open the condom and slide it on, then the snap of the cap of lube. He smelled the latex and glycerin, pouting silently at the way it covered Spencer's spicy, glittery scent. Then Spencer's cock was right there, teasing Brendan's asshole. "Spence!" Brendan tried to push back, but Spencer just grabbed his hip and kept him still. "Stay," Spencer chided. "Wait." Brendan stilled, and Spencer finally lined up and pushed in, centimeter by centimeter, doing his best to drive Brendan crazy, or maybe just see how long he could moan without taking a breath, because he was opening Brendan up where his fingers couldn't reach, and Brendan's dick had fully joined in the proceedings again, and Brendan just couldn't stop moaning. "Holy shit," Spencer said, and he sounded surprised and fucked out. "Move, please, Spence," Brendan pleaded, trembling. "Move." "God, you're tight," Spencer moaned, both hands grasping Brendan's hips now. "Brendan, shit." Brendan growled, frustrated, and Spencer finally shifted, pulling nearly all the way out and sliding back in, gradually building a rhythm. Brendan was afraid he'd hold back, try to give some kind of first-time due diligence, but he didn't make Brendan wait, didn't need any encouragement. He just went faster and faster until they were both panting, angling so that he was hitting Brendan just right. And Brendan could come like this. No, he was going to come like this. "Close," Brendan panted, matching Spencer's gasp. "So close." Spencer growled, bending over, practically draping himself on Brendan's back, hips still pumping. And then there were Spencer's teeth on the back of Brendan's neck, not quite biting, but the feel pushed Brendan over the edge, and he was coming all over his belly with half shout, half growl. Spencer managed a few more thrusts and came, kissing the bite as he rested his head between Brendan's shoulder blades, panting, breath tickling Brendan's back. Brendan made a pleased noise as Spencer soothed his sides and pulled out gently as he could manage, making both of them grunt. Brendan stayed propped on his elbows as Spencer found his shirt and wiped them both down and disposed of the condom.
"You could lie down," Spencer suggested, coming back to bed. "Yeah," Brendan agreed. "When I think my limbs work again."
Spencer chuckled and pulled Brendan down onto the bed. Brendan snuggled in, arms and legs tangling with Spencer's, snuggling in as Spencer pulled the blanket over them.
"So, hi," Brendan said, once they were settled, smiling.
"Hi." Spencer smiled back, and it was beautiful. Brendan even felt like they'd be okay.
Brendan grinned.
"Hmm?" Spencer nuzzled against Brendan's shoulder, goatee tickling.
"You're just as good a lay as I thought you'd be."
The end.